Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Welcome in. Big show today. Got one of my favorite singers of all time in the building. Reese is on the show. Talk about the 20th anniversary of her classic album, How I Do. Talk about her upcoming online concert and much, much more. Before we do that, time to heed the word of our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by the NBA Store. A new year brings the start of a new NBA season. Suit up with the latest gear to show your support for your team. Mine being the Bulls. I need some new gear. We may be sidelined from going to the arena, but that doesn't mean you can't watch basketball from your couch in style. We are teaming up with the NBA and Podgo to bring our listeners up to 75% off on selected items. Yes, you heard that right. Go to podgo.co/NBA for up to 75% off selected items from the NBA Store. The NBA, where amazing happens. Definitely check out the NBA Store, and I hope that MLB does one too. I'll be glad to read one of theirs. I'm definitely in need of a Jake Arrieta Cubs jersey. He's coming back to the Cubs. I'm super pumped for that. One of my all-time favorite Cubs and all-time players in the last 10 years. So, big salute. Jake Arrieta's back in the building. Number 49 is wearing the Cubby blue once again. You're tuned into the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Big shout out to my man Fillmore Green, who was on the last episode, Chicago's own, repping the West Side. Definitely go check out his album, The Survival Scroll. If you go on Bandcamp, you can get that cassette tape. Comes with a free download of the album. Salute to Fillmore Green, doing big things. If you did not check out that episode, go back and listen to it. Three songs from that album are featured in the episode, so definitely check out Fillmore Green. Today's episode, we're going out to Philadelphia. One of my favorite albums of the last 20 years or so is How I Do by Reese, and she is, you know, one of my favorite singers. Really excited to have her on the podcast here. I remember when How I Do came out, I played that album to death. I mean, I had a cassette tape player in the car at the time, so I made a tape of the CD, and that thing got constant rotation. Wore that tape out without a doubt. And of course, their follow-up album to that, Black Girls Rock and Refried Mac, so much. So we talked a lot about that album, that 20th anniversary of that classic banger, and of course what she's doing now. And definitely go check out her online concert that's coming up, McKee and Reese, the 19th and the 20th, vip.theonereese.com. Get your tickets right now. So as always, you can follow the show on Twitter at Infinite Banter, same for Facebook and Instagram. Go on YouTube, search for Infinite Banter. You will find clips from past guests, links for those full episodes. Go to Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. And of course, you can find this show on all digital platforms. Without further ado, let's get the show started. Play a couple songs from Reese, hear about what she's doing now, and the 20th anniversary of that classic album, How I Do. But before we do that, as always, the show never begins until the devastating mic controller, DMC, says this.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
You know how we do. Before we bring an artist on, we always try to play a song before to get you acclimated, reacclimated, introduce you, or just play a song you're very, very familiar with but haven't heard in a while, or just need something to get you in the mood. Well, here we go. Reese is coming on, but before we talk to her, let's play a joint off of her second album, Black Girls Rock. It's one of my favorite songs that she's ever made, especially off of that album. This is On My Way, and she's on her way. She's coming. But after you hear On My Way, she will be here on the Infinite Banter Podcast talking about 20-year anniversary of How I Do, one of my all-time favorite albums of ever made, regardless of genre. Just love that record to death. But the second one, Black Girls Rock, is another classic album, and this song right here kicked it off, and it's going to kick off the Infinite Banter Podcast. So here we go, Reese, On My Way. And when you're done hearing this song, on the other side of this, she will be here. Here's Reese, On My Way, on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Choose to live and never forgive anyone who acts crazy. Yo, what up, y'all? This your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, a.k.a. NY Orla Ideal. And I'm chilling with Vanilla Ice's number one fan, DJ Soundwave, on the Infinite Banner Radio Show. Yeah.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter podcast. I am Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. And right now, I am just pleased to be joined by one of my favorite singers and artists. You've heard her on her albums like How I Do, Black Girls Rock, Refried Mac. Her debut album, How I Do, celebrates its 20-year anniversary this June. And you can check out her live stream concert coming up, McKee and Reese, on the February 19th and the 20th. Welcome to the show, the one and only Reese. What is going on?
Hey, what's up?
Wow, this is an honor.
Chris. Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you even wanting to do this interview. And just at the crib right now. Just at the crib.
Like all of us.
Yeah, right.
I was joking with somebody, like, the crib is now the bar or the club because I can't go anywhere. Well, I have a 2-year-old anyway, but regardless of COVID, I can't go anywhere as it is. So this is like my hanging out and having a sip and drinking and talking to somebody. This is like the equivalent of the old days of, you know, 2 years ago or whatever we last were doing this kind of stuff.
I know. It's so weird that, like, you know, I'm not a big drinker or anything like that, but I do like to have a drink. And I definitely miss going to the bar.
Oh,
having,
man.
Having like one, even just going to have one drink and whoever you sit next to is who you have a random conversation with, then you go home, you know? But I can't remember the last time I did that, and wow, I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah, it's just so crazy. I mean, to think about it, I'll just ask you this right off the top. I mean, you obviously performed so many shows in different places, and I've seen you twice here in Chicago, once at the Double Door, back when How I Do came out. Incredible show. And then I saw you at the Shrine. Oh, it was like 6-7 years ago. Unfortunately, both those venues don't exist anymore. But
I know.
How much? And how much did you like, for one, being in Chicago and performing here? And then how much do you miss performing live? Because I know that's as much as you could do on social media. That's all cool. But it's not the same as being on the stage, I would imagine, and doing it for a crowd of people.
Yeah, it's really different. And but I do miss, you know, traveling around. I do miss going from city to city, going to places like Chicago for sure, because that's where I had, you know, a nice following and a nice group of people that would come out to see me perform and be supportive. You know, even like the people in Chicago, like, you know, just the fans and as well as the musicians that I got to play with. It seemed like every time I would go there, I got to play with a different set of musicians. You know, I didn't have like a full locked in band. And I actually enjoyed that, you know, for a while. At first, it was just a way to make things easier to perform, you know, by just saying, hey, you can just fly me out and one other person, or, you know, I'm coming and, you know, to do the show and to go home the next day. But, you know, it ended up being like a really great way to like meet new musicians all the time and just have your songs that you've been singing that I've been singing for a while and have them played in a different way. So it was really cool. And so I miss that aspect of it. However, you know, it had its benefits, you know, making music for me, I was able to lock in with my partner, Steve McKee, and be able to like continue on and still get, you know, the exercise done of like performing, you know,
right.
Whether or not we live stream, we, you know, we have access to a studio 24/7. So, you know, that's really cool. And yeah, you know, it's not the same, but you know, it's what we have and what we, you know, we got to just use it and make it pop with that. So I'm just trying to take advantage of that, you know.
Is it hard not getting the reaction? Like, say you got a new song and you want to see what the reaction or the vibe of a crowd would be like. Is that something that's missing? Is that the one thing that without having a crowd live, is that something that is lacking at all? Is like trying out material, anything like that? Not like you're a comedian. I guess that's what they do, but not necessarily for a singer. Or is that maybe different?
Well, it feels kind of like you have to do everything, you know. It feels like you are definitely not sure of what the feedback is until, you know, you have someone telling you what the live stream or the chat is saying, you know.
Right.
Or if you're looking at your phone while you're actually, you're able to look at your phone while you're live streaming. But like, you know, it's kind of hard to gauge, and you just kind of gotta, I guess, practice and do your thing and really try to just focus in on what you're trying to get across with the music and also have a good time. And hopefully, you know, that translates and like people just are at home chilling and get into it. You know, the sound that we have is really good. You know, Steve hooks hooks that up really, really well. And we have Lucky Productions. They do like the video stuff for us most of the time. It's just, yeah, that's what it is now. So I'm trying not to look back like, oh, is it better or is it worse?
Right, right.
Kind of focus on making what we are doing better and fun. So, yeah, so it is, you know. But so far, so good. Like, there's a lot of good things about it. Like, I don't know, you can just be in a very comfortable place and perform, you know, and you don't have to be nervous because you're uncomfortable or the temperature isn't right or, you know, just something random like that. But I like it. I like it. And there's some parts I don't like, but for the most part, I like it.
Plus, you don't have screaming drunks in the front row or anything like that. So that's good.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, yeah, it's cool. You're in it's a certain comfort zone that you have where you perform, if you live where you perform or something like that, or if you spend a lot of time where you're performing. So
yeah, you could do that in your pajamas. I'm guessing you haven't done that. I'm assuming your concert, you won't be wearing pajamas, but.
No, not yet. I think, because I've been doing it at the studio and not at home. The studio's not in my home. So, but I did like a DJ set at my house or whatever, but, you know, not in my PJs though.
Got to get into the DJ thing. So on Fridays, right? That's when they can catch on. Is it on Instagram Live, Facebook Live?
You know, we started on both of those services or apps or whatever, but then, or platforms, but it just didn't go well. So it, you know, things kept getting cut off and, you know, I've kept getting cut off.
Yeah.
So I decided to do it on Twitch. We're going to go live on Twitch probably tomorrow at like 1 p.m. And it's twitchtv.com/McKee Reese, you know, like as the web address or whatever. So definitely check that set out tomorrow. I've been working on it tonight and, you know.
How long do you usually go on for?
Just for an hour right now. But the other day, like last Friday, it ended up being like a 3-hour situation because I kept getting cut off from each, you know, platform, and then finally landed on Twitch, and then
Yeah, yeah, I remember I did on Instagram Live, I did like a Prince tribute set I was trying to do, and I kept getting cut off like 5 or 6 times. It was so frustrating. I was just like, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore, but, you know, I wanted to rep for them. And I see what you're saying. Because I thought I saw on Instagram you had posted that you had played one of your own songs and it even cut you off, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it just comes from a situation where I think like labels have contracts with like, you know, these different people where they're like, look, you know, we need to be paid for our music, you know, that we own if it's being played on social media. So, you know, everybody wants their money, I guess, you know, and that's just the business part of it. You know, I think Twitch is like the best alternative for as far as what I know, you know, so I'm going to take it there and tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Check out Twitch. What genre do you do? I mean, you just kind of switch it up all the time. Do you try to stay in like one lane? Like, how do you pick the songs or what kind of mix of genre do you usually go with?
I just honestly go with songs that I like. I cross genres like all the time, and it's just definitely open format. You know what I mean? Because I like all different kinds of music, and I just like, you know, playing things that are new to me. And I feel like if they're new to me and like I react a certain way off of it, then I should play it, and, you know, other people will like it. So, you know,
that's awesome.
I just keep it open format.
You don't have a cool DJ name yet, right? It's just Reese.
Just Reese. Yeah, it's just Reese. Cause, you know, and I'm not even, to be honest, I'm just, you know, getting my feet wet and, you know, getting back into like, you know, spinning records. And but I have a long way to go, but I do have fun, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, during the quarantine time, you know, and I see Dean Ice on there doing his thing, and, you know, it's just motivating to, like, you know, I got all these records here. I wanted to go ahead and do something online just to break the monotony of being stuck in the house. So, yeah, it's really cool to see, you know, people like yourself and others just, you know, take it up a notch and try to do something different and creative. And, you know, we're all in the house anyway, so this is a fun way to kind of have like little clubs online and see, you know, our different musical tastes and songs you would pick to, you know, blend together and such. So that's pretty cool. I got to check that out on Twitch.
Right, definitely. Yeah.
And I had mentioned that, you know, of course, I saw you at the Double Door some years back when How I Do came out. Now, of course, for a lot of us, like me especially, that's the first time I was aware of your music. What's your backstory? How far before that were you recording music? And I'm guessing goes back well before How I Do.
Well, honestly, How I Do was like pretty much like the beginning of me, like, you know, working on music. As far as like, if I compare things from then to now, it was kind of in the beginning part of it, just because a lot of those songs were from the first demo I ever made, like the demo tape I made. Like back in the day, you know, you make a demo tape, it's just like your songs that you've written or songs that you sang and gotten produced, and like you're giving this to different labels to listen to sign you, you know. And that's what I did in like the late 90s, and you know, someone liked those songs and they actually just signed us to a record deal. I went through a couple of labels, but then it just went to a label that wanted to sign it, and we re-released like most of the songs off the demo plus like four or five more, and you know, Kevin Movin had the first album made, so it was really, you know, kind of a really good start. And you know, I really wouldn't change anything. And now we have a 20th anniversary.
That's crazy to think it's 20 years already.
I know.
Wow.
It
feels so old.
And I know, right? And it's, you know, but it's a good thing. It's like, you know, I'm excited that people still love the music. So that's like the most important thing.
Yeah, I just started playing it again this week in the car because, you know, that's always a true test to see how an album sounds. And yeah, it's Sitting Back is like one of my favorite songs. And I was playing that driving home from work tonight. I'm like, yeah, this is still a banger. This is still, you know, that album is just track after track. Is there a song that still stands out to you, or maybe just the whole album as a whole? But for me, Sitting Back is one of those that I always, because I'm a hip hop guy, so that one's always my go-to. But I mean, the whole album, I just love it.
Well, I'm you know, right now I feel like Let Love is like, that song like still sounds like if it came out today, that it would be like a great song, you know?
Right.
And like people would like it. And yeah, that's the one that I feel like is like the one. And it's like kind of random, you know, but I feel like that's the one that just resonates still 20 years later.
And of course, you had a couple of videos off of there for They Say Vision and Golden Boys. Any memories of doing those two videos? Do you still have the Playboy handwrist thing from the They Say Vision video?
That's just like, you know, stylists being like, oh, you should put this on, you know. And but it was, you know, it was a good time, and like I was really young and I was really just like stoked to do a video. And I had like the people that worked on the album at the video shoot, you know, and it just, you know, those are the things that I remember, like the people that were there and, you know, how supportive everyone was. And it was just really cool. It was a really good time.
Yeah, just like I said, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years already. And, you know, when you play the album, it doesn't feel like something that's 20 years ago at all. Any big plans for like an anniversary for the album? I did see you're selling the coffee mugs on Instagram.
Yeah, well, you know, we are, you know, working on doing a re-release of How I Do, and just trying to like, you know, still like figure those things out. But we're looking to re-release the album this year, and also we're looking to, like, right now we have, you know, a bunch of different merch items for people to kind of purchase and just you know, celebrate with me that, you know, it's 20 years of an album that, you know, is still banging today.
And I'm sure you get this a lot, you know, people like myself, we heard that album, you know, Black Girls Rock and some other stuff you've done, and it definitely like hit us, you know, in a spot, you know, like, I, you know, going through like a relationship or something, you know, a lot of ups and downs, and sometimes, you know, those albums, they really help getting through that. So I'm sure you hear that a lot of times, people talk to you like, oh, your album helped me do this and do that. I would imagine that's something you get quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, I do, and I think, and I'm like always surprised every time, and it's always a different story that's super unique. And but at the same time, like, we all go through something, so it's, you know, it's like, yeah, we all go through something. And it's always, you know, not everyone but a lot of people have soundtracks, you know, and they'll say like, your album was like from this group this time to this time, or this year to this year, or, you know, when I did that road trip, or, you know, it's all sorts of things people have told me about, you know, their life and what was going on when they heard my music, or was, you know, focused in on listening to it all the time, you know. And it's just, it blows my mind every time. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, definitely like By Myself from the next album, Black Girls Rock. That was one that stuck with me. 2008, I remember when I got the album for the first time. And like that one's like, oh man, this one's hitting too close to, close to home here.
Yeah, all right, I feel you. But yeah, you know, just everybody's gone through a lot of the same shit. And, you know, right now with the whole pandemic and like the civil rights movement we're going through.
Oh my God.
We're going through some craziness and it's getting real, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's just getting real.
Yeah, we could all use a reset. What's the progress on that album, by the way?
You know, honestly, it's been mixed and we just have to master it and, you know, and put it out. I'm working on the cover right now and I'm looking to drop it as soon as I have everything that I need to drop it, you know, like the mixes together and, you know, the cover.
That's awesome. That's great news. Out. Been waiting for that one for a minute. Yeah, definitely look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, definitely. And that I'll definitely have vinyl of that album.
I got you on that one.
Yeah, definitely going to get vinyl. I'll have like, you know, a free sale for it and everything. So we'll know when it'll ship. And just like, you know, trying to get the music out in ways that people want it, you know?
Yeah, and it's there's nothing better, you know, for me as a fan, you know, to get something directly from the artist, you know, because you feel like you're not only helping them, but you're helping the art grow and keeping keeping it out of hands of people that, I mean, I'm obviously not in the business, but, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of stories you probably could tell if you wanted to about, you know, what happens behind the scenes and with record labels and stuff. So as a fan, I always feel like it's more important to make sure that the money goes directly to the artist, if possible, to get their album or their merchandise.
Yeah, and you can always, you know, find an artist online, you know, like that's the whole point. We want to be visible and we want to be easy to find. So we try to be, you know, but I think, like you said, is absolutely right. Like if you can, the best way to support an artist is by going on their site and like going directly to them for it. And, you know, and we do appreciate it because that's what we do it for, you know, it's definitely not for just a hobby, but it's definitely, you know, our livelihood and in more ways than just financial, obviously. But, you know, I think it is important to buy direct from the artist. You know, that's how you just show support with merchandise. So, but it's also fun. Like for me, it's like, yeah, it's a way to make extra income, but it's also a way to like stay creative. And even if it's just as simple as a mug or whatever, it's like, I felt like, oh, I took the time to design it and I really like it. And I'm looking forward to doing, you know, more like t-shirts and hoodies and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, just trying to keep it moving and keep creative and stuff like that, you know.
So all you fans out there, make sure, you know, pay attention, check out when Reese posts stuff, and definitely cop all the merch and albums, everything for sure.
Yeah, we have a show coming up on February 19th and February 20th, and I invite everybody to go to vip.theonereese.com. That's THE1RES. .com And like that's where you can view the concert and buy the ticket as well. Yeah, you guys can also like buy like a VIP 15-minute VIP like talk with like a private, you know, like Zoom call.
That's cool.
With myself and with Steve, and that would be like following the concert on each night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
you cannot pass up on this as a Reese fan. We definitely have to check that out. So that's Friday and Saturday. Okay, so that's 2 days. Awesome.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. I believe it's 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. So it'll be fun. We'll be live from Pine Studios in West Philly. And we're going to, you know, it's where our hub is and that's where we perform. So we're going to do this show there.
Speaking of Philly, I forgot one more thing about How I Do. I liked how, because the Roots do this all the time. When you play one of their albums, there'd be like a hidden track after the whole album's over. And on How I Do, there's that hidden song on there. And I remember thinking like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like there's like 3 minutes of nothing. Like, oh, all of a sudden this song just comes on. How was that like meant to be like a surprise? Was like a song that just didn't fit in with, how do you guys figure that out? How to do a song like where it's like a hidden track?
Pretty much kind of everything you kind of said. It's like, you know, it's a little bit of like, oh, we did this song, but we don't know where we should put it at in the mix of the other songs, like in the set list, you know? And then it's a little bit of like, oh, well, we could just put it at the end and, you know, we could just make that a hidden track or just, you know, or, you know, make it a bonus track and let people know about it. And it's like, oh, you know, it's just being unsure about it and not knowing how the song fits with the other songs that you've done. And then we're just like, okay, let's just make it this and do that. We just decided one day.
That's awesome. And then your follow-up album from How I Do, Black Girls Rock. I love that record. I think it's really, really good. Summertime was one of my favorite songs in there. And I remember that's the first time I ever bought an album online. So props to you. I think it was like on MySpace. You posted something and... Yeah, shout out to MySpace if they're still around. And it's like, and I remember getting it, and because I'm a dude who's always had like CDs and vinyl, so it's like weird having an album that I wasn't holding in my hand. But anyway, a lot of cool tracks on that one. On My Way was another one I really liked. What was the process with that album? Because was it ever meant to be on the previous record label that How I Do was on? Was there some hangups with the label and you had to put it out differently?
Well, they just, you know. Basically, we made the song. We made the songs, but then I left the label, so we weren't able to we just couldn't figure out being on the same page about releasing the album. You know, we wanted to release it. They just kept kind of dancing around it, and then I just asked to leave the label. And a few years later, you know, it came out, and I just wanted people to hear the music, so.
Yeah, you don't want to sit on the shelf too long or in a folder or on a computer or whatever.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I just wanted people to hear it, so it has to come out.
And there was a video for There Is No Way. I was wondering, where was that shot? Because I was watching it the other night, and I was like, I miss going to the beach. Because there's at the end of it, you're walking in the sand. I was like, wow, yeah. I haven't been there in so long. What's a beach like anymore? I forgot.
Right. We were filming that in Venice Beach in California. And, you know, it was just, you know, a day in Venice Beach, pretty much. And it's like, oh, I miss the beach so much. But yeah. I do, you know, but I miss the beach, but I also get to go to the beach definitely during the summer, you know, being on the East Coast. So, you know, I get it there, you know, a little bit, but definitely waiting for our summertime to come.
Yeah, we have beaches here in Chicago, and we tried to go in the summer, but, you know, with COVID and everything, that everything blocked off and you really couldn't even... And it was silly to even think you could even walk on the sand or anything like that. So you could see it from afar. You could see the water and the lake, but you had no chance of getting close to it at all.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important to get, get out and get into nature. And I just love the beach so much. It's tough right now. So.
Yeah. And like I said, I have a little one. So trying to get her to be outside, you know, because they're cooped up in the house all the time. So yeah, seeing that video made me think like, wow, where's she at? I want to be wherever that is.
I know. Oh, yeah. Venice Beach, California. We all do.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, in California.
That's awesome. And then, of course, you know, Refried Mac is an EP that you put out doing Fleetwood Mac songs. Did you ever get any reaction from Stevie Nicks or the band, or did you have to go through them to release that or to record those songs?
You don't have to go like directly to the person. Like, you know, you go to like their, whoever runs the publishing for it. We got the approval to do it, of course. And we just went in. It was kind of like an idea that Doc gave me, I believe, a producer that I worked with years ago. And we just like really liked Fleetwood Mac. And he always was like, yeah, you should do like, you know, some Fleetwood Mac songs. And I finally did with another person named Tom Spiker. He's from Philadelphia, a great producer, great guitar player. He uses a lot of like real instruments and authentic instruments and vintage instruments. And we did Refried Mac at his home studio, which is, you know, a pretty much an understatement. His studio is really phenomenal. And it was just a good vibe. It was just a good vibe. And we just knocked the songs out. And we did the ones that we thought we could do well and left other songs alone. So as we had those five songs, and we decided to go with it.
Who were some of your artists growing up that you liked or listened to or influenced by, possibly? Maybe Fleetwood Mac might have been one of them.
Honestly, I only started listening to Fleetwood Mac just because they would be played in the supermarket a lot.
Oh, like, right, yeah.
It was like that crew, you know, or even they were actually on the radio a lot too in Philly. But, you know, I like 80s R&B. I like, you know, I love Sade. I like.
Oh, there you, now you're speaking my language. There we go.
Yeah. You know, I love Marvin Gaye. I love Smokey Robinson. I love, you know, a lot of the Motown, everything. And I like 60s music a lot. And I like 80s music a lot. Like 80s pop, 80s R&B. And
Of course, Philadelphia has a rich history, you know, with Teddy Pendergrass and OJs and everything.
Yeah, I love all of those groups and artists for sure.
I was waiting for like a weird one for you to say, like somebody that nobody would think you would like that you're like a big fan of. I'm trying to think who that would be.
I don't know. I mean, maybe like there's like a Britney Spears album that I absolutely love.
There you go.
You know, stuff like that. But like, I don't know. I don't think I have a weird taste in music. I just think I think I like what pretty much everybody else likes, probably, you know.
There you go. Mine is always the Go-Go's. Like, I mean, I have like Rakim and like, you know, right. Run DMC records, you know, all day. But, you know, sometimes I got to pop in the Go-Go's and go 80s. But I grew up in the 80s, so that's part of it. Right. Duran, Michael Jackson, Prince, all that stuff. But
yeah, I love the 80s stuff too. Like, love 80s. Love it. I love it because everything, you know, it wasn't a bunch of songs that sounded the same. You know, everybody's song sounded different. All the drums sounded different.
Yeah.
You know, keyboard sounds, like everything was just so different. Like, it wasn't like how trap music is, you know, like trap right now, like, and not just trap right now, but even house music, you know, sometimes like, or South African house or Nigerian pop, it's like the same drums. Everything else just changes, you know? And, I felt like 80s was like the opposite. It was like, no, you cannot, your song cannot sound like someone.
Right.
That's the whole point of the 80s, you know? And I love that. It makes it hard to spin it, you know, in my opinion, but it's so good. It does. It makes it hard for me. I feel like it's hard to spin because everything's so different. It's like blending. It's all about blending. Like, ugh.
Oh, the beats per minute are probably crazy too. I'm starting to think about like new wave stuff if you're trying to mix in. That would be tough. But even like The Weeknd, the guy who did the Super Bowl halftime show, his big song I hear, and I'm like, man, that sounds like something from the 80s. You could tell he's influenced by that era. So, the 80s.
I agree. I totally agree.
Speaking of collaborations, you know, a lot of us know you from songs done with Talib Kweli and, of course, Ice King. There was a remix with Nas on it. Talk about, you know, working with Talib and any other artists you've collaborated with in the past that have that you remember fondly?
Well, I did a lot of work with Talib, and, you know, we did a lot of touring. Like, he, you know, when I guess we could go out or whatever, you know, he definitely got booked a lot, like, for different colleges and just, like, different shows. You know, he was, like, always doing a concert, whether it was a small event or, you know, something a little bit bigger or a big club or a radio thing or... I would always, you know, I would be there to perform, you know, and so I got a lot of performance experience from that, from being in the group with him called Idol Worship, and from just doing songs with him, you know. We opened up for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, you know, he was the opener with Big Crit, and I just, you know, pretty much did the set with him, you know. And that was pretty cool. We recorded a lot of records as well for all different sorts of things, like from just albums to collabos to songs for mixtapes and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, I remember that song from Quality, his first solo album. I'm trying to think what the name of the song is. Where Do We Go? What's the name of that record? But that was the one you're singing the hook on that one. That was a... That was an awesome record. And of course, we hear you flow on Steady, the Idol Worship song. So you got your skills on that one.
Right. Just always trying to experiment and trying to have fun. So, but yeah, it was, we did a lot of recording, and we have like, you know, a couple of mixtape out called Party Robots, and Idol Worship is the name of the group. And, yeah, we have some collabs out there. So, and a couple of videos too. So I definitely encourage people to check that out.
And a couple songs you're going to hear in the podcast here. The first one I bring up, Burning Desire from the Reset album. Talk about that song.
Oh yeah, that's going to be on the new album. It's just a great song. I feel like, you know, it was produced by Ray Angry and Billy Odom, and they are just like great musicians. And it was written by myself and with my songwriting partner, Jonathan Jennings. And we just did it in New York, you know. We wrote an album, and this album, in like 2 months. And yeah, it took 2 months to do. Not that long, but I think it's really, really good. I'm really proud of it.
And another song is Fallen. Talk about that record also.
That song is going to be on Steve McKee's album. His album is called McKee Beats Volume 1. And I definitely encourage you guys to check it out when it comes out. It's a great song. It's called Fallen. It was written by a woman in Philly, artist, and her name is Aaliyah. And Aaliyah is just a great songwriter. And she's an artist as well, and a producer. And she wrote that song for us. And it's just a great tune. It's called Fallen. I think you guys are going to like it.
They better like it. No, they'll like it.
Good one. It's a good, it's a nice little jam, you know, like Steve McKee produced it. It's on his album, like I said, and he's an amazing producer. So definitely look out for more songs with us on it. Together, when we perform, we go by the name McKee and Reese. And, you know, he's on the beats and he's just holding down all the audio. You know, he got that down pat. And we collabed together. We started working together pretty much, you know, we've worked together for years, but off and on. And recently we, you know, kind of just like bunkered down when the pandemic happened and decided, yeah, we're going to perform together all the time. And that's what we've been doing. And we do things separately and he does stuff separately, but because he's a producer as well. But, you know, together when we perform, it's McKee and Reese. And we have a show coming up.
There it is.
I mean, again, we have a show February 19th and February 20th. And you can go to vip.theonereese.com to view the concert. And that is the same place that you go to buy the ticket. And, yeah, definitely join us.
We got that to look forward to. We got the Reset album in the works. Any other future projects we should be looking out for?
Well, I'm just going to do, I think the next album I'm going to do is going to be all produced by Steve McKee. So I think that'll be after. But I haven't started yet. So that's what I'm looking to do next.
That's awesome. And people listening, where can they follow you and catch up with you and find all your music, things like that?
You can find me on YouTube. I'm on YouTube, The One Reese, youtube.com/TheOneReese, TheOnerees. And then you can go on Instagram or Facebook at The One Reese.
And I think I need to see if you have any more of those coffee mugs, because I've been seeing people posting the pictures and it's like, man, I need a coffee mug.
Yeah, why not? It's like, you know, I want to do things that like people are going to really use, and it's kind of practical as well as, you know, just something that you can use, you know, like we're all at home. Like, why not get a cool coffee mug?
Because I just started drinking coffee because, you know, quarantine and stuff, stuck in the house, you need something to get up, get you motivated to move around. So that'd be cool to have that mug for sure. So.
Yeah, you need it. Actually, you need it right now. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker too. So.
But I'm one of those that like, I don't drink like the coffee without like cream, and it's got to taste like candy.
Oh my God. I like it. I drink it the opposite. I drink it straight.
Get out of here. There's no way.
I swear, I just drink it black.
I put ice in there and everything. It's like, it's not even coffee when I'm drinking. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely not coffee.
That's all good. Everybody does it differently.
So, oh yeah, for sure. Right. Next, you could do a COVID mask maybe with the Reese symbol on it.
Oh gosh, yes. So it's going to be, I don't know what's going to be next. I think it's just going to be t-shirts, so though. Yeah, I don't know about the mask.
No, that's probably better. I might have a Star Wars mask. I need something more cool. So I guess I was hoping you're going to make a mask. But no, the shirts is way better to do that. stick with that.
Okay.
Reese, so honored to have you on. You have no idea. This is a real thrill for you to come on the podcast and talk about all your classic albums and songs you've made. And Really looking forward to the future stuff you're doing.
Nice. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, like just wanted, you know, the opportunity to talk to people and to let everybody know like what we're doing and, you know, just try to get the word out as much as possible, you know, get people to tune in. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said before, you're really cool with your fans and people go on Instagram, you'll see what I mean. She definitely is interactive and definitely salute to Reese. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I guess I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, for sure. Such an honor to talk to Reese. That was just really, really cool. Like I said, I've been a fan of hers for a long time. I remember 20 years ago, which is hard to believe, when How I Do came out, I tried to push it on people because I liked it so much. Played that record to death and really, really liked it. Still to this day, I've been playing it in the car. You know, it's been a few years since I heard it, and it's just as good as I remember when I heard it back then. So definitely check out this record if you never heard it and everything else she's done. And those who've never seen her perform live, you have a chance to do so on the 19th and the 20th. Check out McKee and Reese, the 19th and 20th, vip.theonereese.com. Get your tickets. Check her out. You will not be let down. She does a live show like no other. Really is a great performer, and definitely I urge everybody who's a big fan of hers, go check her out. Her live stream performance coming up at the end of this coming week here. All right. She might do this song we're about to play. I've never heard this song until she sent it to me before this episode. It's called Burning Desire. It's a brand new-ish right here. So here we go. Burning Desire by Reese on the Infinite Banter podcast.
Flying, but you're forced to crawl. You ever felt like life is telling you your time is up? You lost your way, floating in outer space. But what they'll never say is that you have what it takes. Gotta keep the flame burning, even when the living is hard. You know the world won't stop turning as long as you do your part. You gotta keep the flame burning, even when the living is hard. You know the world won't stop turning as long as you do your part. Say life is easy, but I just laugh it off. Pain carries on like the season, don't be stuck in the fall. Keep those dreams alive, try not to overthink in life. Whatever time you think you have, that's all that you got. Gotta keep the flame burning, even when the living is hard. You know the world won't stop turning as long as you do your part. You gotta keep the flame burning, even when the living is hard. You know the world won't stop turning as long as you do your part. Well, you know, just get up and go, it's never too late. Life is a story to be told. I know we can make it, I know we can make it go. Oh. You gotta keep your flame burning, as long as you do your part. Even when the
boy Fillmore Green. You're now listening to the Infinite Banter podcast, the Infinite Banter show, whatever the fuck you call it. It's infinite. The names are infinite. Everything's infinite. Salute to the homie DJ Soundwave. We rocking. Peace.
So when you're done listening to the Infinite Banter podcast, you know, that show you're listening to right now, make sure you go check out my friends over at the Oof, right in the Childhood podcast.
When was the last time you watched a Disney movie? No. When did you really watch one of their early movies? My name is Jen. I started rewatching every one of the Disney animated feature films recently, and watching them with a modern eye made me say, oof, right in the childhood. Join me every Monday to learn the history behind each of these movies. And then, after I talk about the history and trivia for that movie, I'll summarize and react to my experience watching it as a modern feminist. Every week, you'll learn something, you'll laugh a little, and you'll realize that your Disney-steeped childhood was rife with hidden sexism, racism, classism, ableism, and more. It really will make you say, oof, right in the childhood.
Hey man, this is Alaska from Cargo Cults and from the Call Out Culture Podcast. When I'm not exposing QAnon, I'm chilling on Infinite Banter with the homie DJ Soundwave. Peace.
Time for you to leave, assholes.
All right, that is my man Kirk Acevedo telling me it is time to go, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. But before I get out of here, once again, big thank you to Reese for coming on the show. Like I said before, it was just a big honor to have her on. Longtime fan. And, you know, that's why I started doing this. You know, when I started doing this podcast, my goal was to either introduce an audience or introduce themselves to me, because there's a lot of artists on here that I've never known before until they came on here. So just really fun talking to people I've never met, never known their music, or somebody I am a fan of, and getting a chance to talk to them about a record they made 20 years ago. That just mind-blown emoji right here. So yeah, it was a huge honor to have her on. Big fan of hers, so just over the moon with this one. So big up to Reese. Really appreciate her giving me time. Come on here, send me a song that I've never heard before, something brand new. So this is just crazy. So I definitely appreciate it. Go check her out. Her live performance coming up on the 19th and 20th. VIP.TheOneReese.com. Follow her on social media. See all that. I post about it too. So you definitely see all kinds of information about how you could follow her and listen to this concert live. All right, that's it for the show. Follow the show on all digital platforms. You can follow the show on the usual places like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Infinite Banter. Go on YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter. Look for clips from past guests, links to past shows. Go on Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show, and you can find the show on all digital platforms. All right, that's it. Once again, salute to Reese. Check her out on her live show, and I appreciate everybody for listening as always. And until I do another one, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
On the Infinite Banter with my man Mark has been a pleasure.